चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला टेक्स्ट 7.21 जगदानंद चाहे आमा विषय भुंजाइते यही कहे सेई भय चाहिए करिते। कभू यदि इहारे वाक्य करिए अन्यथा क्रोधे तीन दिन मोरे नाही कहे कथा। मुकुंद है न दुखी देखी सन्यास धर्मा तीन बारे शीते स्नान भूमि ते शयन। अंतरे दुखी मुकुंद नाही कहे मुखे इहार दुख देखी मोर द्विगुण है दुखे। सो हियर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज इन एन एंडियरिंग वे व्हाइल अप्रिशिएटिंग हिज डिवोटीज इज एक्सटर्नली सीमिंग टू डिसअप्रूव ऑफ व्हाट दे आर डूइंग और रिप्रोच देम फॉर व्हाट दे आर डूइंग। चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज डिसाइडेड टू go to South India and he has told the devotees that he wants to go alone. And when they oppose, he says that when Nityanand Prabhu on their behalf opposes this and then proposes his own candidature for going with him, Lord Chaitanya replies that all of you in the previous text he has said why he cannot take Nityanand Prabhu, and now he is saying why he can't take the other devotees. So he is mentioning his various associates. He already mentioned Nityanand Prabhu, and now he is mentioning about two other associates, Jagadanand Pandit and Mukunda. So about Jagadanand Pandit, he said that Jagadanand Pandit wants me to enjoy sense gratification. And when he sees me, so he offers me objects, vishayita bhunjite. He offers me opulent objects. And out of fear of displeasing him, I cannot say no. And if sometime in order to honor the dharma of Srinivas I do say no, then he becomes so angry with me that he doesn't talk with me for 3 days. So normally in a relationship sometimes people give each other what they call as a silent treatment. That means I won't talk with you only. So the silence is the way in which people respond to someone's perceived improprieties in a relationship, and they hope that by this that other person will realize the error of one's ways and correct them. So that's the silent treatment. So the idea is that silence will act as a treatment. So of course whether the treatment is necessary, whether the treatment is going to work or not, now all these are variables. Every relationship, every person, every situation is different, in fact unique. And so one can't say what is right or wrong. But the point is here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Gadadhar Pandit gives me the silent treatment whenever I don't do what he wants me to do. So, what he wants me to do is enjoy worldly objects. Now, worldly objects certainly doesn't mean sexual objects. In that regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inviolably firm. But what it does refer to is the objects which are concerned with say mostly eating. He would like to offer Lord Chaitanya very opulent food, or especially like oils, decorative oils, fragrant decorative oils which are used for massage or for enhancing the skin or whatever. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would normally refuse. Would never have taken such things. No, quite often a no is not just a no. That means a no to an offering is often seen as a no to the offerer. If someone offers us something, say two friends meet and one boyfriend offers some food to eat, then it's a matter of courtesy that some food should be eaten. That's the usual way. At least if somebody comes to in cultured families, if somebody comes as a guest to a house, then please take at least water. Please take some food, take some snacks. That's the way cultured families are. And especially in affectionate relationships, gifts are usually thoughtfully given, considering the needs, interests, concerns of the receiver. That's how gifts should be given. But, so normally, just because we like something, that's not what should determine what we give to someone else. Yes, if we like something, we can get that thing for ourselves. If that liking is not just self-gratificatory, but it's also useful for us. But that doesn't mean that just because we like something, that others will also be liking it. Others may have different likes, different needs. So as they say, NIC, a critical denominator underlying communication is needs, interest, concern. But what are the needs, what are the interests, what are the concerns of that other person? And make communication based on that. But quite often, when there is love, that's how ideally should be. The gift should be given based on the needs, interests, concerns of the receiver. Not the needs, interests, concerns of the giver. But sometimes, the giver, may want the receiver to take something which is not what the receiver would want, but still the giver wants to give. And that creates a difficult situation. Sometimes if you go to the houses of devotees for prasad, and then they may want to offer the most opulent food items, but that may not be what is suited for the visiting devotee's health or dietary needs or whatever. And insisting that you please take this, your offering, it creates a very difficult situation. Because if you say yes, then that's going to affect the health. I'm talking from the visiting devotee's perspective. And if you say no, then that may hurt others. So in such situations, it's not easy to deal with things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that
a similar mode
that Jagadanand Pandit would offer him opulent things to eat, and he as a sannyasi could not possibly eat such things or enjoy such things, and that's how it created an incompatible situation for him. In a sense, although it's criticism, but it's also glorification, because normally when one is with some great person, one will simply be just wanting to carry out the orders of that person and do whatever it takes to please that person. But only when if you have a very intimate relationship with that person, will we insist, you don't do like this, do like this. And even if that person says no, still, we may insist. So that insistence is also a sign of intimacy. Although, of course, at some times it can be a sign of obstinacy also. And one has to be careful according to time, place, circumstance to conduct oneself in a proper way. But essentially, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that Jagadanand Pandit cannot come with me because he makes it difficult for me to follow my sannyas dharma. Thank you.